Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. So, welcome to our Last of Us Season 2, Episode 5 review of Feel Her Love, which sounds like a hippie kind of song, if you think about the title. But let's go ahead. Let's talk about it. Rossi's here with me. I'm excited to geek out, talk about The Last of Us Episode 5. Guys, tell us in the comments as well. Tell us what your favorite moments are from this episode. Hey, Rossi, how are you?
What's up, everyone? How are you guys doing?
Hey, how's everybody doing? Thank you. I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I know, I was tongue-tied last night. You heard the beginning of the episode. I couldn't get it out, you know? I couldn't get it out, so...
It's 8 o'clock at night. It's all good. Anything can happen. But anyways, so before we get on with the show and everything, guys, I just want to talk about the fact that we are sponsored by the WWE store. And then after I get done reading the script off of that, we're going to go ahead and jump into our episode of, season 2, episode 5. Fire away in the comments and tell us what you think of some of the favorite, your favorite moments are from this episode. And we'll get, we'll geek out with you. So. In a world where fungi zombies roam free and society has collapsed, there's only one thing that can save humanity. You know what that is, Rossi?
What's that, John?
WWE merch. That's right.
What?
Exactly. Whether you're escaping clickers or just dodging spoilers, nothing says survival quite like rocking a Bloodline tee while carrying a replica WWE championship through the quarantine zone. Joel's got Ellie. You've got the WWE store. Head over to WWEshop.com right now and gear up for the hottest wrestling merch in the game. Shirts, hoodies, replica, titles, Funko Pops, everything but a cure for the apocalypse. And hey, if you're going to get infected, you might as well look good while doing it. So get an unexpectedly drippy drop and go on ahead and use the promo code for the WWE store. And I'll pull that up right now if they haven't screwed me up with this. Hold on. WWE 29. There you go, guys. Go ahead, use the promo code WWE 29 and look great while fighting clickers and other zombies in this apocalypse with us. WWE 29. All right. So let's talk about this. So what do you think of this episode?
Well, you know, I have to say that I missed the last three episodes, so I watched them all today. And had to catch up with episode 3, 4, and 5 so that I know what's going on that happened in the past episodes. And I love doing it like that because I have a whole bunch of episodes to watch. So it was really cool. But this episode, I really enjoyed. I think as someone that, well, for me, someone that played the game, I really enjoyed being familiar with the certain areas, you know, when Ellie and Dina decide to leave out, you know, the theater, Seattle, I thought they did a really great episode. And then introducing the Scars, who I totally forgot about, I thought they did a great job. It was a really good episode. From the previous 3 and 4, this buildup was great. I was waiting for them to go on the road to go get Abby. So pretty exciting. It was done very well.
Yeah, here's the thing. I only played the first Last of Us video game, so I'm not really tied into part two. But I can definitely tell which scenes feel like a video game and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
And I definitely love the vibe of it, of them getting doing this revenge now, especially with them planning where Abby is at. And they're in the theater as well, and they're trying to figure out the best escape routes with that, too. But you also have the other side, too, at the very beginning of this episode, where they're actually telling us, hey, look, there's other clickers, other zombies and stuff like that within the bottom of the floor and where the elevator shafts are and stuff. And they sent some other groups in and they have never not came up back up to the surface or anything. And I like that whole entire deal where you have the enemy that knows what's going on while Ellie and them don't know what's going on, but they're still trying to plan this revenge tour that they're doing. And they don't know the danger that they're going into. And I love that whole entire deal of, like, they're trying to figure out what the best route to take. So that's what I like about this episode.
Right. You know, watching this episode at the beginning, you know, Ellie finally gets out of the hospital, you know, after we lost Joel, which was two episodes back. So, wait, was this the episode? Or maybe I'm mixing them up. Anyways, I will speak on the fact that the way that Ellie went about getting permission to leave and go and, you know, get Abby. And I really was disappointed because I thought that the town, after the speech that she gave, I thought that the town would allow her to go ahead and, you know, not get vengeance, but get justice, for Joel. Anyways, that didn't happen. So where we're at, where, Ellie and Dina decide to leave, which we pretty much know Ellie's going to go and leave. But when they leave and they're heading to Seattle and, like you said, getting into that, one area where, I think they're at, gosh, I think they were at the theater or on the theater.
They were in the theater. Yeah.
Yeah. They're at, Well, when they get to the theater, this is the episode where Ellie finds out that Dina's pregnant and, is that the episode? Are we on that episode?
No, that was last episode. Okay. This was like the episode before this one. They're actually in the theater and they're planning out the whole entire deal of how to take
it down. Right. Well, I'll speak on that. Sorry. I probably shouldn't have watched all three episodes today. But anyways, as far as the theater episode, they did that very well. If you played the game Last of Us 2, it's the theater is just uncanny how it just looks exactly how it did in the game. I really appreciated that. But Ellie with the guitar, you know, last episode she sang her song. So, in the game, there's a particular part where she's on the stage and she's fiddling with the guitar. And, in the game, there's there's a part where she's going back in time, having a memory of her and Joel. So she's doing that. Dina comes in and she kind of has that look because she was, you know, thinking about Joel. But Dina being able to plan how they're going to go about, getting to that white building where they believe Abby is and getting closer to Abby. So I thought they did a great job and I've been waiting for this. So really exciting.
I'm excited about this whole entire episode, to be honest with you. And you're right though. I actually did see the cutscene. I went over to YouTube and decided, you know what? I want to check and see if this actually correlates with this episode. Right. I like how she's picking at the strings and stuff like that. And then Ellie is over there asking Dina too. She's like, so, do you need any help with the map? She goes, no, I got it.
Right.
And then she goes, are you going to go in guns blazing? She goes, no. Why? What makes you say that? Because that's what you do. She goes, but that's why I love you. Wait, you love me? What? So.
Oh, that was,
But I just thought the back and forth between Dina and her really worked this episode. Right. But I definitely like the guitar picking. I definitely like what they did bringing that to life again with the video game. That's one thing I have to say that they do well with is bringing the stuff that was within the video game into live action adaptation of it and having the creators and showrunners involved in it.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I like.
Yeah, I think as even if you didn't play the game and you're just new to the series, it's a great series. I mean, if I've never played the game and watched this, I'm amazed by how well they put this together. The story itself, if you don't know the story from the game, but as someone that's played the game, we tend to be a little critical and want to make sure that we remember elements of the game. So since you went back, John, and you saw the clip of her in the theater, you can see that, wow, the theater looks exactly like the theater where they were held up at. I mean, they did a really good job. Everything was familiar. And her going back and forth with Ellie, because Ellie, obviously, she didn't go to school. Okay, so she's smart, but she's not Dina smart, you know? And I love the fact that they were, you know, Dina was kind of, you know, busting her balls about, you know, you just can't do this. You didn't go to school. But also, when she hears that Dina says that she loves her, you know, it did melt my heart, because knowing Ellie's story and where she came from, and after losing Joel, to have someone love you during a time like this, you know, in their world where everyone's so cold-hearted and just, it's brutal and you lose people, you can't trust people. I love that it shows the closeness that Ellie and Dina are having, just like they had in the game. So I thought they did a great job at that. So, yes.
Same here. I thought this episode really worked with that. And then Ellie saying, when they're saying, well, who is this other group? Because, oh, I think they might be Amish people. Ellie's like, what's Amish? Those are people that don't use electricity. Oh, okay. If you think about it, everyone in this universe is now Amish, because nobody really uses electricity. Unless it's generators and stuff. But still. But then you have the other stuff where now they're trying to get into the building. You see them trying to break into the building and stuff.
Right.
And my mouth just fell open, because I'm like, how are they going to get into this building without being caught? Right. And then, of course, we already know the danger of what's in that other thing, because now it's airborne and they don't know what's airborne. Ellie's immune. Dina's not. And so you're not even sure if Dina's even going to go in that room that's immune or not.
Right.
Either. So you're just as scared for Dina and everything too. So I was all filled with different emotions at that point, where I'm like, I feel more scared for Dina than I do for Ellie, because Ellie's immune.
Yeah, so, Ellie can be bit. And I love how the roller coaster feelings that you have during this episode. I mean, I'm sitting there tense, you know, I'm tight. I'm doing a lot of, oh my God. You know what I mean? It's you, this episode definitely takes you on a roller coaster ride, and how all the other different factions are being introduced in this episode, you know, from the previous episode. So, and you know, you forget how brutal the scars, how brutal that they were. I totally forgot about them, and you see the little scars on their face, but the episode in the woods, where I'm probably going a little bit further ahead of us, but I forgot that they worshiped some woman.
Yeah, they worshiped a woman that was on that painting.
Because
of the fact that they're the one, she's the one who's supposed to be able to save them, and it happens to be, it's actually Ellie that they're worshiping without even Ellie knowing that they're worshiping.
Right,
that's what I'm getting.
Right, right.
It's just feel your love.
Yeah, she's the cure.
So I like that thing of, like, Ellie doesn't even know that this is the person that people are worshiping her. Right. And she's not in that inside baseball kind of thing of people knowing that.
Right.
But yeah, I definitely like that whole, the scars and stuff, and feeling the danger from the scars within the, in the woods and stuff too, as well. Because I know that part's in the game as well, where you're trying to get through the scars and.
Yes.
Try not to be noticed and not make any noise. And if you step on something, it alerts the stars and the game is over pretty much.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how it is. And the fact that, you know, even with the military people, when she's in the woods, and, cause there's a point where, you know, Jesse does catch up with them and, saves them during that whole interaction at the train station, I guess is the underground train station. Yeah. Anyway, so they're leaving out, but when they're in the woods part, I remember feeling tense when Ellie's sneaking around the little, trying to get past that base area, and she's sneaking around because you have the scars in the woods, so she has to go a totally different way. And I remember just being stressed out about that, because in the game, you die a lot. You know, you die a lot because those freaking dogs. Yes. And seeing the dogs and everything, I mean, I'm just like, I'm just so happy that Naughty Dog and that the director of The Last of Us 2 really, really kept with the game. So there's a lot of games that come out and you don't recognize what you're playing. You know, with this one, the story's already good, even if it wasn't a game, but being a game, you know, you're paying attention to that and you remember those moments of, please make it. And even though you know that Ellie is going to live, you know, even though you know that, it still doesn't matter. You're still hoping that nothing happens to her, you know?
Right.
And even though, I must say really quick, even though she can get bit, she can still die. Like she, you know what I mean? So you right. still kind of, you forget that and like, oh my gosh, please let her be okay. Go ahead, John.
Hi. And hold on. I just want to say hi to JoJo real quick.
Yes. Hey, what's up, JoJo?
But I want to go on to what you were saying was because just as we're playing the game, I'm trying to get through this.
Right.
As a gamer. And playing this game, we're also feeling the same emotions that we did as we were playing it, as we're watching Ellie do this in live action. Except for one thing, we don't have no control over the situation.
Right, right.
So therefore, we are just as scared as for her as we are for anything else.
Right.
And that's one thing that I really have to say that they did a really good job on. And when we think of her being immune, we're like, okay, one zombie, you get bit, right?
Right.
But then it was like, wait, what if she gets attacked by a bunch of zombies or whatever?
Exactly.
And exactly. So that actually happens in the part where Tommy saves her
yes.
in this episode. I'm like, okay, I was not thinking clearly. I was thinking one zombie, she's immune, she's good to go. She'll be
That's
fine.
What I thought. That's what I thought.
Right. And then I'm like, oh, I forgot about the mimicking ones that lure you in.
The smart ones. Yeah. The smart ones. Yes, the smart ones. I totally forgot about them. Oh my gosh. How creepy does it look when they're peeking up and looking and they drop back down her and Dina and it's just squatted there. And this one is really fast. This one can sneak up on you. This one is, that's why they call it the smart ones. They can think about what they can flank you. Like, so this is not your typical, you know, the bloaters and the right. clickers. This one is, the smart ones.
Right, because they're
able
to adapt.
Which are really scary.
Right. Because they're able to adapt. They're able to yes. actually understand that you're maybe looking for another survivor
yes.
or something. So therefore, they're going to mimic what they see
Everything,
and try
yes.
to lure you in.
Yes.
So that's one thing that I liked about with the writing with that. I'm like, okay, I've never seen a zombie movie or any TV show do this. Not
right.
even The Walking Dead.
Right.
And that's what I like about the originality behind it. And I'm like, okay, how is this going to happen?
Right.
How are they going to get through this obstacle now?
Right.
And, you know, then she winds up getting bitten by like three or four different smart ones.
Yes, they sure did. Tore her up.
Then you have Dina, who's locked in a cage.
Yeah. That part was just frightening because they're peeling back the cage and you're like, I'm thinking, how is Dina going to get out of this? I mean, Ellie's being attacked by all these zombies. She's being bit. And then all of a sudden you hear the shots and I'm thinking, is it from the guys that they were running away from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and thank goodness when Ellie's looking and Jesse shows up to save them just in the nick of time. And remember, he's like, did Ellie get bit? Did you get bit? And Dina's like, no, she didn't get bit. You came basically just in the nick of time. So that whole part of the show, Sunday night was the most intense.
It was
great. It was just great, but really intense.
That's one thing I have to say. I was like, oh, I want to see action. I want to see this. We got a little bit of action inside the subway stuff on the last
right,
episode,
right.
the episode before this, but
right.
this was full blown action. You're full.
Yes.
You're on the edge of your seat. You're not sure what's going to happen. Tommy shows up and you're not even expecting Tommy to show up. You're expecting
Jesse shows up.
Yeah, Jesse shows up instead. You're expecting Tommy,
right.
but instead you get Jesse. And Jesse
right.
shows up and he's, oh, are you bitten? No, I'm not bitten like you said, Rossi. And I'm like, wait, I'm expecting Tommy to go in blazing, not Jesse. Now all
right.
of a sudden I feel
yeah.
like, now all of a sudden, everything that they worked up to with Dina and Ellie now, I feel like
yeah.
now she's going to be a third wheel. Whereas, like, great, I thought I had
right.
someone. Nope. I'm just
yep.
going along on this
yep.
apocalypse on this date that I don't want to go on now on this revenge
right.
tour with someone that I was interested in. Now this guy shows up. So
and you know that this guy has a baby expecting. So
right.
that's even more, you know, to it. You know what I mean? So, but yeah.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/FMH or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/FMH.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Yeah, happy. And then, you know, they're wondering where Tommy is, and Tommy and Jesse split up because they went to go find, you know, where Ellie, they knew Ellie and Dina left, but they went to go and catch up with them because they right. saw the notes and the stuff at the theater where they originally were.
My question was this, because I was wanting to get your thoughts on this tonight, and I even have it in the notes, but did you feel like it was a little too convenient that he just happened to go to the same theater that she was at and seen the
notes? Yes, thank you for bringing that up. I don't mean to interrupt you. Yes, I did. When he said, yeah, we went to theater and found your notes, I thought that was odd that it would be the same theater. But you let it go. You know, you let it go, but right. It's like, how though?
Right. It's like, how do you know that's your, I understand that's your girlfriend. I understand right. this is someone you love. But at the same time, though, how do you know that this was the person that was drawing the maps?
Right.
Who knows? They could have actually been saying, okay, well, let's figure out a way to get these other zombies or clickers out of that little area underneath and try to push them somewhere right. else.
Yes, very
that
true.
That could also be, and so how do you know? You're just playing it by chance that right. this is the girl that you love has happens right. to be in danger. It's right. just me, it was a little too convenient and everything. And I was questioning this even at work. Something like that too. I'm like,
you were still thinking.
I just couldn't let it go, Rossi. Like, there's just some things I can't let go, and I'm like, okay, I need to let this go. And because it was a great episode, but that's just like a little convenient thing.
I get that.
But, you know, and then, you know, Jesse doesn't even know that she's pregnant either.
No, not at all. Not at all. And yeah, cause I remember like in the game, I think he walks in and sees them there and sees them at the theater, not going there first. So, but yeah, I was a little miffed by, you know, why, how did he know that that was them at the theater? But whatever, you know, we'll move on. I'm not going to be like John and just be at work, like still, I wonder
why is this happening?
Tossing and turning that night. Just, you
know, I'm not that bad. I do get a good night's sleep, guys. I do. I promise you. I'm not thinking about Ellie and all this stuff and the convenience of Jesse showing up. But the other thing I liked was, but there's this other thing too that I liked was when she finally confronts the girl that was with her in the cabin.
Oh, Nora.
Yeah. She finally confronts Nora and hunts her down.
Oh my gosh. That was when she was there and Nora's just cleaning out the rags and doing all this stuff, the medical stuff. And she says, you know, put your hands up and turn around, and how Nora, you're really gonna just rub in Ellie's face. Oh, I still can hear Joel's screams and, you know, and man, it was so bad. And you see Ellie kind of just being lost in what she's saying. And I'm thinking, come on, come back, Ellie. Come back, Ellie. Not the time to be going away. Come back. And then the chase scene. What'd you think about the chase scene?
The chase scene to me was unbelievable. And then Ellie's going into that area. That's where all the infected is and is actually airborne too.
Yes.
But the red, as soon as I saw the red, I was like, okay, this girl's dead because red resembles death.
Yes.
Or black resembles death. And I'm like, she's dead. You're dead. Either way it goes, if Ellie kills you, you're dead. If you breathe this shit in, you're dead. So, but I was on the edge of my seat seeing her chase her down. And like, girl, this is not going to end well for you.
Oh my gosh. And then running through the hospital yelling, you know, she's here. She's here. Shoot her. Shoot her. But then when Nora goes into the elevator shaft and she falls down on top of it, and you see it says basement 2, they weren't going after Nora. Because remember, where did they go?
They went straight into the infected zone. Where did they go?
Yeah, they weren't going any further.
No,
so
because they knew
Nora's screwed.
Right, because everybody knew if I go down there, I'm going to be dead. Just like all my other crew members. Because in the very beginning, they're like, well, somebody radio for help. They never came back or anything.
Yeah.
And they're like, look, the best case scenario is they both die.
Yep. But we're not going down there and saving her because, I mean, we're all dead.
Right.
What I loved about that was when you get down there and Ellie's looking for Nora, when she walks into that room where you see all the spores, you see the plant, you see all of that. And then the creepiest thing, which I love what they did, was the people turned, but still alive, attached to, what is it, the spores or whatever you want to call it, attached to it. How creepy was it that they're still kind of moving and looking at her and they've turned? Dude, that scene was dope.
That was, and it's like, okay, we're human, but we're not human, but we're still, and they're still breathing. Like there's some parts of them that's still them, but yet that's not them.
Right.
And then also like the part too, where you're having the part where you're seeing the breath come out, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yes, absolutely. And you see the spore, you see them breathing, but the spores coming out of them. That whole scene was beautifully done. Creepy though, so creepy because like you said, still human, but turned a little bit. So, you know, you see that human side of them and some of them look at her when she's looking at them, you kind of, what I got from it was kind of like, help me, but it's too late. Like the looks in their eyes was just like, they were just paralyzed there and just wanted to be saved, but still turned. You know what I mean?
It's like, am I suffering? I want to die.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Man.
It was powerful even without any words or anything.
No words. You get it.
You can see it in their eyes.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, with the breath, with the whole entire spurs coming out of their mouths, I thought the slow-mo for that was really cool to see that. And then the music for it, though, too.
Oh, my
God. Amplifies it even more.
Yeah. That was a great scene. And of course, you know, when she catches up to Nora and Nora, like you said, Nora's dead regardless. Ellie doesn't even have to do anything. She's gone. She's breathing at that in and she's struggling. It's like she's having an asthma attack. She can't breathe. And she's just looking up at Ellie. And if you notice, her lips are really dry. You can see things changing on Nora as she talks. Her eyes underneath the bags are getting pale. And Ellie is just serious. Where is Abby? And Nora's just like looking up at her, not saying anything. And when she went and grabbed that pipe, dude. Oh my God.
That was justice. That was two for a two and eye for an eye. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm like, yeah, you're going to get your ass beat just like Joel did.
Right.
And she's trying to get information out of her and hitting her with the pipe.
Yes.
And I like how too, where Nora's like kind of looking at her, is like, why aren't you infected? Oh yeah. And I like the attitude on that.
Right.
I'm immune, and I wanted her to so bad to say, "I'm immune, bitch." Right. You know, I just wanted to, you know, bite, and then hit her again, bite, bite, still,
then hit her again.
But I do. I really do. I really feel like that the people who were stopped chasing them was like, you know what? Ellie broke in.
Yeah.
And they don't know she's immune either. So it's like, okay, guess what?
Yep.
They're both dead. We got the intruder that's broken. We also have Nora. Right. She's another casualty. That's it.
Yep.
She's expendable.
But exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I loved when Nora looked at Ellie and when she said, you're her. You're that girl. You're that immune girl. And Ellie just looks at her, kind of squats down again and says, you know, where's Abby? And then pick up. But I love just the aha moment that Nora has in realizing who Ellie is, you know, and then she's, and even before that, when, you know, Nora's trying to, you know, get sympathy from Ellie by saying, you know, well, do you know what Joel did? Do you know what he did to, you know, to Abby? And yes, she knows. Of course she knows. And now she knows, now that Joel's dead, she knows that, you know, it was all done for her to save her.
And now it's like that forgiveness.
Yes.
That she's been wanting to forgive Joel.
Yes.
And everything. So it's like, it doesn't matter what he did. He did that for me. You don't have it's like talking about your father, right? Because it's her father figure. Anybody else, I can talk shit about my dad. But you don't have
a right.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it is. It's like, yeah, I know what my dad did. Yeah.
Right.
He had every right to do what he did.
Exactly.
And
yep.
You don't have no right to tell me what my dad did.
Yeah.
So
bad move.
Yeah.
Bad move. And then she loses it on Nora. I mean, I thought the two hits was going to be done. And then after that, it's like Ellie was like, you know what? F it. And then just swings on her. And I'm like, damn.
She lets her have it. I was so happy to see her just going ahead, let Nora have it.
Right.
I also want to talk about this though too. We're gonna back up just for one little thing.
Yep.
But what did you think of the whole entire deal where Dina's explaining the revenge for Joel?
Oh, when they're having that conversation and
she's like six or 7 years old, and she ends up saying, "If only if I was fast enough, I could actually prevent my parents from dying."
Right, right. You know, up until that point, not knowing much about Dina's story and then hearing it, I guess I kind of understood, kind of get where she's coming from. And even the fact that she doesn't even want to mention, you know, when, you know, they're talking about that and Ellie's like, you know, how did you end up in Jackson and whatever. Dina's like, done. It's buried. I don't want to talk about how I ended up there, but this is what I went through with my parents. And it was just a little more insight to her.
Right.
And I felt really, really bad for her because it's like she was in Ellie's situation, but maybe not as worse as Ellie's situation.
I felt like this, and this is me thinking, was like, you know what? I couldn't do anything for my parents.
Right.
Because of my age, but I can do something for you.
Very true.
To get the revenge that you want that I didn't get.
Right. Right.
Let me go on ahead. Yes, I'm pregnant. Yes, I love you and everything.
Right.
But I want to get this done for you.
Right. And then ask Ellie. Do you want me to stay or do you want me to go with you? Basically, you know, I love you and I'm going to go with you. You know, now back to the game. In the game, she doesn't leave. In the game, she actually stays at the theater. The whole time Ellie goes and does this all by herself.
Oh wow.
So she goes further. They get to a point to where when it starts getting dangerous, Dina then holds up at the will end up staying at the theater and letting Ellie finish it out because, you know, it's just she can't.
That's
can't
basically her journey. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And plus keeping, you know, Dina safe because Dina is pregnant with the baby. But I seeing them get closer with their relationship and then them having that conversation and Ellie saying, you know, I want you to go further with me. It tightens up where they end up being if it sticks to where the game is, where they're a couple baby, you know what I mean?
Right. I gotcha.
Yeah.
But I like this better than her just staying at the theater. This
gives me too.
A dual team up where Ellie's not alone in this.
Yes, same here. Yes.
And I like that. It works for the live action adaptation. It might not work well for the video game. And that's something I told Don about. I said, what might work in a video game may not work in live action.
Right. So I didn't
have to readjust stuff.
Yeah. I agree with you because I remember, you know, Dina was going, stays there, but I was hoping that she would go along with Ellie because I didn't want Ellie to be alone. She needed someone with her, and Dina's feisty. They work well together. Dina knows things that Ellie doesn't know. It balanced them out. And so I was happy that in the show, the series, she goes along with Ellie, and hopefully she'll stay with Ellie longer than she did in the game, and that, you know, they can finish that journey to a certain point until Ellie obviously goes and deals with Abby, which will probably be by herself.
Right. So let's see here. Let's get into some predictions, and then we'll get into the, did you see the clip for the next episode or anything?
No, I did not see the clip. I didn't want to, watch the clip for the next. Yeah. I didn't want to, watch it, but, I love the way that it ended, though. We're talking about that. She ends up in bed and wakes up, and Joel walks in a room, and it was kind of,
I think.
But that, go ahead.
I think that moment is like a healing moment for her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like forgiving Joel for everything that he's done.
Yes.
And not going down a road that she does not need to be going down on.
Right.
As well.
I guess.
And just hearing that last final moments of like her father figure just talking to her in a dream.
Yeah.
So I think I think that is a great way of having self-healing and to be able to get Ellie through this. So I like what they did though with that.
Yeah, I did too. I loved, I was thinking, you know, because obviously she's going off on Nora, and maybe some of the conversation when Nora realizes who she is, and remember she's telling her about, do you know what Joel did? And Ellie, you know, like you said, that forgiveness of hearing someone else say, you know, he did this and did that, and her knowing it's for her because it saved her. And then she wakes up and he walks in a room. I do agree with you, just that I forgive you, I love you, back to normal kind of feeling for Joel.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like I'm back to feeling good about him again, you know, when before she was disgusted with Joel.
Right, exactly.
Loved him, but disgusted with him.
Right, because of everything that happened.
Yes.
But yeah, all in all, good episode. I thought this was better than the last episode that we had and stuff. So I'm actually happy with the pacing of it. I'm happy with the action sequences, the parts that were slowed down a little bit. I liked it. Right. I really thought this was a good episode.
Yeah, and all the new people that are coming in. I mean, Isaac from the last episode, you know, seeing that stuff happen, the one lady from the last episode, there's so much that's going to go on in the next few episodes until we reach our finale. It's really exciting, but this one really ramped up the adventure, the emotions, just everything that was happening compared to last episode. But everything, it's good. I like the way it's going.
Same here.
Yeah.
Same here as well. But guys, that's going to be it as far as our Last of Us episode 5 review. Tell us some of your favorite moments from the show. Tell us in the comments below, even after this recording. Tell us and tell us what you guys think. I will be back again with Tamika on Friday. We're going to be reviewing Superman 3. This is the one with Richard Pryor. So we're going to be doing – so this is going to be the one that we're going to be reviewing. Awesome. So is there anything else that you're going to be doing for your show or anything?
Yes. On the 19th, you guys, Rossi Games, I'll be back with Padawan Frito. I'll be back with Jedi Master Tuck. I'll be back with Trust. We're going to discuss, of course, the Grand Theft Auto trailer. And also we're going to discuss the Gears of War, the series and the new game that's coming out. So yeah, I look forward to that. And over on Rossi's Clubhouse, if you missed, Monday's episode. It actually, came out today. We dropped it today instead of Monday of next week. So, Lance Laswell, Sacramento artist. What would you say? Funky, rocky, blues. He's freaking awesome. He has a great song with, George Clinton called Killing It, amongst other legends. And, they are killing it right now. So you can check that episode out right now on Rossi's Clubhouse. And we have so much more to bring you. This upcoming month and next month. So look forward to sharing with you guys.
All right. And always until next time, guys, have a great and safe night. And we'll see you guys back here again on Wednesday for our next episode of The Last of Us. See you guys.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.